Yes.
Crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. Genuine revolution of values means, in the final analysis, that our loyalties must become ecumenical rather than sectional. Every nation must now develop an overriding loyalty to mankind as a whole in order to preserve the best in their individual societies. This calls for a worldwide fellowship that lifts neighborly concern beyond one's tribe, race, class, and nation, is in reality a call for an all-embracing, embracing an unconditional love for all mankind. This oft misunderstood, this oft misinterpreted concept, so readily dismissed by the Nietzsches of the world as a weak and cowardly, now become an absolute necessity for the survival of man. When I speak of love, I'm not speaking of some sentimental and weak response. I'm not speaking of that force which is just emotional bosh. I'm speaking of that force which all of the great religions have seen as the supreme unifying principle of life. Love is somehow the key that unlocks the door which leads to ultimate reality. This Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Buddhist belief about ultimate reality is beautifully summed up in the first epistle of St. John. Let us love one another.
Yes.
Love is God.
Yes.
And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. We love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Let us hope that this spirit will become the order of the day. We can no longer afford to worship the God of hate, or bow before the altar of retaliation. The oceans of history are made turbulent by the ever-rising tides of hate. History is cluttered with the records of nations and individuals that pursues this self-defeating path of hate. As Arnold Toynbee says, love is the ultimate force that makes for the saving choice of life and good against the damning choice of death and evil. Therefore, the first hope in our inventory must be the hope that love is going to have the last word, unquote. We are now faced with the fact, my friends, that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, that is such a thing as being too late. Procrastination is still the thief of time. Life often leaves us standing bare, naked, and dejected with a lost opportunity. Tied in the affairs of men does not remain at flood, it ebbs. We may cry out desperately for time to pause in her passage, but time is adamant to every plea and rushes on. Over the bleached bones and jumbled residues of numerous civilizations, written the pathetic words too late, that is an invisible book of life that faithfully records our vigilance or our neglect. Omar Khayyam is right, the moving finger writes, and having writ moves on. We still have a choice today. Nonviolent coexistence, a violent co-annihilation. We must move past indecision to action. We must find new ways to speak for peace in Vietnam and justice throughout the developing world, a world that borders on our doors. We do not act, we shall surely be dragged down the long, dark, and shameful corridors of time, reserved for those who possess power without compassion, might without morality, and strength without sight. Now let us begin. Now let us rededicate ourselves to the long and bitter but beautiful struggle for a new world. This is the calling of the sons of God. Now, brothers, wait eagerly for our response. Shall we say the odds are too great? Shall we tell them the struggle is too hard? Thy message be that the forces of American life militate against our rival as poor men, and we send our deepest regrets. Will there be another message of longing, of hope, of solidarity with their yearnings, of commitment to their cause, whatever the cost? The choice is ours. And though we might prefer it otherwise, we must choose in this crucial moment of human history. As that noble bard of yesterday, James Russell Lowell, eloquently stated, once to every man and nation comes a moment to decide in the strife of truth and falsehood for the good or evil side. Some great cause, God's new Messiah, offering each the groom.
Good evening, everybody. You're tuned to WFMU. I'm Mr. Finewine. This show's called Downtown Soulville, during which, every Friday, I play 1 hour's worth of Soul 45s from my collection. My collection. Boy, do I have some great records to play for you tonight. Some recent acquisitions, some old favorites, some slow ones, some fast ones, all kinds of stuff. Soul 45s, till 9 p.m. here on WFMU.
Down on your knees and pray. Thing I'm doing.
mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do. Mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know what to do. Now you just listen, yeah, daddy, won't you come on home? I'm sitting here crying, darling, all alone. I'm just a little mixed up by you. Yes, I'm just a little mixed up and I don't know.
Mr. Fine Wine here on the Downtown Soulville radio program on WFMU. In the background, the Gay Tones with an instrumental called Nona. Starfires did so much. Strands out of New York City did Never. A pair of records by Betty James, whose real name was Nadine Renee. I have one record of hers under the name Nadine Renee that I've played on the show before, which is an excellent record. Maybe I should have played all the Betty James records, because there's only like four total. Anyway, I'm not mixed up anymore. The answer to I'm a little mixed up. Gene Thompson and the Counts, You Don't Love Me, one of a zillion versions of that song, and one of my favorites. And before that, an instrumental out of Detroit on the Von label called 225 Special, Part 1 by the All-Stars. Got a hit queued up, big hit from 1961 by a favorite artist of the Downtown Soulville radio show, a fella named Lee Dorsey.
Oh, well, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. I don't believe she's coming on. Baby, hurry, don't make me worry. Yeah, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. You knew that I love you, oh, how I love you. Sitting in la la waiting for my ya-ya. I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming on.
Sitting in your ya-ya waiting for your wah-wah. She was out of Wonderful time tonight, sweetheart. Do you think we can go steady?
One kiss, a little hug, and that's enough for me.
That's enough for me.
I said, one kiss, a little hug, and that's enough for me.
Thank you.
WFMU, Downtown Soulville Radio Show. Aretha Reese gave us Only Lies. That's a Clarence Reed composition. One of these days, I think I've promised this before, I've got to do a whole show of Clarence Reed records, you know, his own stuff and the stuff he wrote for others. He's got a very distinctive songwriting style, and there's a million great records that he's involved in. Billy James did One Kiss, A Little Hug. He's a man of simple tastes. That Billy James doesn't want anything more than that little kiss and hug. Trentine's answer to Lee Dorsey, Your Yaya Is Gone, and Lee Dorsey himself. Big hit from 1961. All over the radio back then. Yaya. In the background, out of Memphis, Richard and the Shells. This is called Something Different. Got a real slowy queued up right now. One of my favorite singers. I did a whole show focusing on this guy's voice. His name's Carl White. He was the lead singer of a group called the Rivingtons. And here they are on the Downtown Soulville show doing a slowie called Deep Water.
How deep can the water go under water? looking at your man, and I'm gonna do the best that I can, Joanne.
Listen to this beautiful record. This is a brand new release by my friend and neighbor, tenor saxophone player, Brooklyn-based fellow named Freddie DeBow. Such a talented musician. This is called Laura Blue. It's his brand new 45 on his own label, DeBow Records. He's having a record release party Wednesday in Brooklyn. This coming Wednesday, January 17th. 8 o'clock at Mama Tried, 787 3rd Avenue, corner of 27th Street. He'll have copies of this on hand for sale. This brand new 45, I recommend highly that you go buy it. Freddie DeBow, ladies and gentlemen. Sammy Campbell before this one did Listen to My Radio. Sweet Things, I'm in a World of Trouble. Little Nicky Soul out of the Bronx, I Wanted to Tell You. Robert Moore, Joanne. Boy, I played a lot of records here. Rose Lynch, I Don't Need No Help. And the Rivingtons, one of my favorite slow songs. Lead singer Carl White, that's called Deep Water. And it's a flip of their big hit, Papa Umaumau. So I got a really strange record queued up right now. I just picked this up. I had never heard it before. It's called Everybody Has to Blow His Horn. It's credited to someone named Tony Ranson and the Jackson 4. I don't know if it's like a Jackson 5 reference. It does seem to be a child singing. I don't know. We'll hear it in just a sec. We'll hear it right now, in fact.
Listen so you can stand up and holler now. I'm gonna tell you.
Whoops. Downtown Soulville Show, that's going to do it for this week's program. That was the McGee's out of Pittsburgh. Got to get it. The name of that one. Altrahan did Can I Feel It? Little Bob and the Lollipops. Peaches, You Got Love. And what seemed to be a child singer, Tony Ranson and the Jackson.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. Lots of soul music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music!
Discover one day by and by that you loved another. No matter what you say, I'm gonna leave you right away. So now, baby, don't you cry. You know you can't deny. I did my best to please you, but you were so unkind. But still, I tried to lead you to love that was sincere. You didn't really care. So now, baby, don't you cry. And I remember, sweetheart, that it was you and not I who said that we must part. And the time has come to say goodbye. So why do you cry, sweetheart? Hey, baby, don't you cry. Because the end is nearing. You ought to be satisfied. You know I'm gonna keep on caring. Why should you feel blue? I'll tell you, I'm gonna be the one to lose. Baby, don't you cry.
Stay free, you just bring misery. Well, come on, baby, I'll take my chance. I got a whole lot of feeling this is gonna be a great romance. Everybody keep telling me it ain't right. We only fuss and fight. Everybody everybody keep a telling me it's all wrong. Your love, it won't be strong. Well, come on, baby, I'll take my chance. I got a whole lot of feeling this is gonna be a great romance. Nobody knows how my heart cries. Nobody cares how I feel inside. Everybody keep a telling me give it up. Oh no, I'll try. Everybody keep a telling me you don't care. I know that's a lie. So come on, baby, I'll take my chance. I got a whole lot of feeling this is gonna be a great romance. So come on, baby, I'll take my chance. I got a whole lot of feeling this is gonna be a great romance.
And tell me what is wrong with me. Somebody have mercy and tell me what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the things this woman do to me. Let me tell you, when I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, when I think about how she do me, the tears fall down like rain, when I think I got her chained down, she starts acting up again, but oh, let me tell you, I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm going down to the bus station with a suitcase in my hand. Yes, I am. I'm gonna grab me an armful of Greyhound and ride just as far as I can and blow that thing for me now. Yeah. Somebody have mercy, I wonder what is wrong with me. Lord have mercy. Somebody have mercy, I wonder what is wrong with me. Yeah. Sometimes I don't know how I stand the thing that